Let's have another word of prayer.
在我们读主的话之前，让我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, indeed, this is our prayer and our petition this morning.
主，实在下边，这就是我们心中的祈求，这就是我们的祷告。
Oh, that in this time there will be nothing between, Lord, nothing between.
主，在下面的时间，愿我们与你之间没有任何的间隔。
We pray, Lord, that through your word, as we see you, draw us close to thee.
主，我们愿借着你的话语，我们能够来亲眼见你，求你吸引我们更就近你。
And then speak in love to me.
主要在爱中，愿你向我们说恩言。
As there is no veil upon our faces, nothing between, our prayer is that we may behold the glory of the Lord.
愿我们脸上的幔子能够除掉，我们的祷告就是主啊，愿我们能够见你的荣耀。
Cause us to see you afresh, dear Lord, we pray.
主，让我们能够再一次来新鲜的来仰望你的容颜。
And we will run after you.
让我们快跑，能够来跟随你。
That is our prayer as we commit this time into your loving hands.
这是我们的祷告，我们愿把下面的时间交在您爱的手中。
We pray for your sovereign hand upon every aspect.
愿您那掌权的手能够来掌管一切。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation even as we speak.
当我们讲的时候，愿您把启示的灵赐给我们。
Even as we translate, even as we hear.
当我们翻译的时候，当我们听的时候，也是如此。
We pray for your keeping upon everything, the equipment, the environment. You are the Lord, you are the King. We submit this time into your sovereign hand.
我们愿把每一个方面，无论是这个聚会的各个方面，都交在您的手中。主，您是那一位掌权的主。
And we do give you the thanks, even now.
我们愿把一切都交在您的手中。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to read from the book of Revelation.
我们要一同来读启示录。
I want to read a few verses again from chapter 1.
我们要再来读一下第一章的几节。
Again, the very first verse of the book.
要读这本书的第一节。
Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Verse 4.John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom,Priest to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
第四节开始，约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的、从死里首先复活、为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen.
第七节，看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。
Verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet.And girded across his chest with a golden sash.
十二节， 我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间竖着金带。
And if you would turn to chapter 4, I want to read one verse.
请大家下面跟我一同翻到第四章，我们要在那里再读一节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 5.
启示录第四章第五节。
Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds of peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. In other translation, and there were seven torches, which seems to be a more accurate translation. Seven torches of fire burning before the throne.
第五节，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。在其他的翻译版本当中，这个七灯就翻作七个火把，从我的角度来看，那是更准确的一个翻译。
We would like to read again the first letter of the seven letters in chapter 2 and 3, which is the letter to the church in Ephesus.
那我们下面要来读的是这七封书信当中的第一封，就是那写给以弗所教会的书信。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1 To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, The one who walks among the seven golden lampstands says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles,And they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance. And have endured for my name's sake. And have not grown weary.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
Verse 4 But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first.Or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God.
第四节。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And finally, two verses from the epistles of the Apostle Paul.
那最后我们要来读保罗。
Second Corinthians chapter 3,
书信
18.
哥林多后书第二章，哥林多后书第三章十八节。
And if you notice well, you cannot miss that the hymn, the wonderful hymn we just sang.Is pretty much based on this verse.
如果大家熟悉的话，会发现我们刚才唱的那首美好的诗歌就是基于这一章所写的。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19.
最后我们要来读帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十九节。
Do not quench the spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
As you know, in our morning meditations, we are occupied with two parallel phrases from the first and last book of the New Testament.
那你知道，在早上我们的信息，我们要来思想的就是在新约圣经当中最前面和最后一边两本书当中的一些对比。
In the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord teaches us to pray.
在马太福音当中，主教导我们如何祷告。
And in the middle of that prayer, you have the phrase, "Thy kingdom come."
在那个祷告的中间，我们有这样一句话说到：“愿你的国降临。”
But then in the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament,You have the parallel phrase.
那在这个新约圣经最后一本，就是启示录当中，我们发现有一个与此相对的经节。
It's not the exact same phrase, but with no question, there is a correspondence.
虽然这不是完全相同的两个经节，但是我们想，我们心中没有任何的疑问，他们之间有非常紧密的联系。
Revelation 12 verse 10, we read, "Now the kingdom has come."
在启示录十二章第十节，那里我们读到神的国度现在来到了。
In Matthew, a prayer.
在马太福音，那是一个祷告。
But in Revelation, we see the answer to that prayer.
在启示录当中，我们看到对那个祷告的回应。
In Matthew, the emphasis, which is about both books are about the kingdom, right?
在马太福音或者两本书当中都强调是这个国度。
But in Matthew, the emphasis is.Present the kingdom as a mystery, as a secret. Is the kingdom in this age?
那在马太福音当中所强调的是在这个世代的国度，好像是一个奥秘。
It's a secret that is only revealed to the eye of faith.
这个奥秘只向那凭着信心的眼睛所能看见的来启示。
It is only when you believe in the Lord Jesus that the Holy Spirit reveals to you He is the King. There is a kingdom.
只有当你相信主耶稣的时候，这个奥秘才会向你启示，让你看到有一个国度。
But in Revelation is different.
但在启示录当中却不一样。
It's the same kingdom, but it's in a new face.
是同样的国度，但它却是一个新的形象。
Because it says, "Now the kingdom has come."
因为那里讲到这国度现在来到了。
And in chapter 1, as we just read, we read, "Every eye."We'll see even those who pierce him.
在第一节我们刚才也读到众目都要看到他，甚至连那刺他的人都要看到。
Even those that reject the Lord, that refuse to own his kingship, they will see he is the king.
甚至那些来拒绝神的人，他们也要能看到他就是那君王。
But as I already told you, our focus for this time is to look at this matter of the coming of the kingdom.From the point of view of the book of Revelation.
那就像我们之前分享的，我心中的负担，我们要讲到的是从启示录的角度来看那将要来的国。
I already told you we are not considering prophetic events per se.
那我也向大家讲到过，我们不是要单单来看这些预言当中讲到的事件。
Instead, we would like to see the spiritual principles that determine the coming of the kingdom.
我们所要注意的是这些事情背后属灵的原则，他们如何来决定那将要来的事件。
And that is the way the whole book opens.
这就是我们如何能够来打开这本书。
With a vision of the Son of Man.
那开始于是人子的意象。
And as you remember, we read the whole chapter yesterday, a detailed description of our Lord in a symbolic way, but still,A detailed description of his character is presented.
那就像我们昨天读到的，在第一章当中，那里有一个对主耶稣非常详细的描述，即便这是预表性的，但是却把他的性情、把他的特征详详细细的记载了出来。
We see him in all his moral glory.
我们看到那里的主，他是满有荣光的。
And in the Son of Man, very important that term.Is I remember Brother Sparks. He said something very interesting.
那这里讲到的是人子。我记得史百克弟兄他有一个非常有趣的说法。
He says, when you see that glorious description of the Lord, very complete, is one of the most complete you'll find in the whole Bible.
当你读到这里对主的描述的时候，这是一个非常完全的描述，几乎在整本圣经当中这是最完全的。
Perhaps you would expect the title the Son of God when you see all that glory.
也许当你看到这么多的荣耀的时候，你想象的这一篇它的题目应该是神子。
But no, very specifically, the title given to him there is one like a son of man.
然而却不是的，我们看这里的描述说的是，你看那一位，有一位像人子的。
Because when you read that description, you see one that is a true man.
因为在这里所描述的那一个是真的人。
It's God's conception of humanity, the Son of Man.
是神对人那个意义完全的表达，所以这里讲的是人子。
It is to that character, to that nature of our Lord Jesus that God gives the kingdom.
神是把他的国度要赐给像主一样有那样性情的人。
That is the beginning of the book of Revelation.
这是启示录的开始。
And it's at the very core of its whole spiritual message.
并且这是整篇属灵信息的核心。
But the other thing you see right there in chapter 1, it cannot be separated with that, is the Son of Man among seven lampstands.
但同样我们不可忽略的就是在第一章当中也讲到人子是在七灯台的中间。
The seven lampstands, as we know, is nothing more than a representation of the whole church.
那这七个灯台我们也都清楚是对整个教会的一个代表。
And when you put together the Son of Man among seven lampstands, very simply it means that in God's intention, Christ and the church are to reign.
当你把这两幅图画摆在一起的时候，就是一面有人子，一面有七个金灯台，我们可以非常的看到在神的心意当中，他希望基督与教会一同来掌权。
God gives to his Son,A companion, a counterpart, a helpmeet.
神为他的儿子预备了一个伴侣，预备了一个帮助者。
So it's never the Lord Jesus in isolation. It's the Lord Jesus and His church. In God's intention, they are supposed to reign.
所以在神的心意当中，从来都不是只有基督，而是基督和他的教会在一起。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we mentioned yesterday,
弟兄姐妹，我们昨天也讲到
，If that is the case.
如果是这样的话
，If God gives the kingdom to that character, even His Son,
如果神把天国所给的是像他儿子一样有那样性情的人的话
，And if in God's plan we are supposed to reign, that's your destiny, to reign with Him.
如果在神的计划当中，我们要与他一同来做王，来掌权
，What is the obvious implication?
那这里所明显启示的是什么呢
？Well.We have to be conformed to that character, to that image, even the Son of God, the Son of Man.
就是我们要被磨成那神子、那人子的形象，有他一样的性情。
Now, let me very briefly clarify when we are considering this matter of thy kingdom come or the coming of the kingdom, we have to clarify one thing.
那当我们讲到愿你的国降临的时候，请允许我来解释一些事情。
There are two aspects of this coming of the kingdom.
讲到神的国降临有两个方面。
One you could call the future aspect of the coming of the kingdom.
那一个是那将来的事。
And that is, when our Lord Jesus comes back, when He returns, the kingdom will come.
就是讲到当主再来的时候，那个天国会降临。
In that visible public aspect.
是我们人眼可见在公开的情况下将会降临。
That is the future aspect of the coming of the kingdom.
这讲到的是那天国再来将来要发生的事。
But do you know, there is a present aspect when we pray, thy kingdom come, there is something that concerns to today.
但你知道吗当我们祷告愿你的国降临的时候有一个层面是今天就在发生的。
And that simply means that The kingdom of the Lord Jesus has to be a reality in our lives today.
那就是讲到天国要在我们的生活当中今天就要成为实际。
So when we pray, as the Lord has taught us, thy kingdom come.
所以当我们向着主教导我们那样祷告愿你的国降临的时候
It's more than just saying, Lord, we want you to return, which we should pray, there is no question about it.
那不只仅限于我们向主说主啊愿你的国快快降临当然我们要这样祷告但不止于此
But at the same time we are asking Lord make your kingdom your kingship your rule a reality in our lives today
我们也同样是向主祈求，主啊，愿你的国，愿你的掌权，愿你的权柄能够今天在我们的生命里面成为实际。
Brothers and sisters, these two aspects, the present aspect, the future aspect of the coming of the kingdom, they overlap.
弟兄姐妹，这天国的两个方面，就是那将来的一方面和今天的一方面，他们俩之间是彼此重叠的。
One determines the other.
一个也决定了另外一个。
When will the kingdom come in that physical public sense?
什么时候那个天国会在众人的眼前会那样来降临呢？
Oh, it's when that kingdom becomes a reality in his people, in enough of his people, then that brings the kingdom.
就是当这样的天国的实际能够在他的子民里面成为实际，并且把他的天国引下来。
Well, I'll leave that thought with you, and I'll leave it as there for the time being.
那我就把这个思想先放在众人的心里，请大家先想着。
Now, this morning we would like to take a step further as the Lord enables.
如果主允许的话，今天早上我们要往前再走一步。
And we would like to ask a crucial question given the vision that you have in chapter 1.
那就着第一章所有的这个意象，我们要来问一个问题。
What does it mean for our Lord Jesus to be walking among the seven lampstands?
主在这个七个金灯台当中行走有什么意义呢？
What does that mean?
这到底意味着什么呢？
For sure he's not kind of strolling aimlessly among seven lampstands. That's not the picture.
我想他不是就是在这个七个灯台当中乱晃乱走。
Instead, the picture before us is a picture from a priestly function.
我想我们看到的是主在七个金灯台中来尽那祭祀的功用。
You know, one of the duties of the priest in the tabernacle was daily to inspect the lampstand.
你知道，祭司在会幕当中，他们每一日的有一个职责，就是要来检查灯台。
Both tabernacle and temple.
在这个会幕和帐幕里边。
And here you see our Lord Jesus in that character, in a priestly character.
那这里所讲到的主，作为他祭司的职分。
He is the great high priest.That examines the lampstands.
他是我们的大祭司，他在这里来检查每一个灯台。
And when we come to chapter 2 and 3, we get to understand the nature of that examination, of that inspection.
那当我们来读到第二章和第三章的时候，我们就会发现主如此的检阅灯台，它背后的那个原则是什么。
So the vision in chapter 1 is just like an introduction of sorts.
第一章我们读到的是一个影子。
He's there walking among them.
主在七个金灯台当中行走。
But for us to understand what is the aim, the goal of that inspection, we really need to go to chapter 2 and 3.
但如果我们要明白主为什么要这样的来行走检查金灯台的话，我们要来读第二和第三章。
Now, as I already told you, but I have to repeat.
那虽然我刚才已经讲过，我还是要来重复。
This morning, or in my whole sessions,We are concerned with an overview of the forest. We don't have the time to go tree by tree, verse by verse.
就是早上我的时间，我这三堂信息不是要来去检阅每一个森林当中的树有怎样的细节，我们只能远远的纵观一下这个森林的景象。
So in a way, we are not going to go into each wonderful aspect of the character of the Lord Jesus as described in chapter 1.
所以我要说的就是我们没有办法来一个一个的细究在第一节当中所讲到的主每一个美好的性情。
We cannot go through the message of each one of the letters, the seven letters, which is a wonderful and much needed study in itself.
我们也没有办法来完全的把这七个书信每一封都读过，虽然这是非常美好的一个信息。
But for this time, our approach is different.
所以今天这一次我们的特会有我们有一个不同的方法。
We want to look to the proverbial forest.
所以我们要从远观，从远来看一看这个森林的景象。
To have the bird's eye view of the whole picture, chapter 1 through 3.
我们要来鸟看第一和到第三章这里所描绘的景象。
And by the Lord's enabling, discern what is that spiritual message contained that is so vital for all of us.
若主允许的话，让我们能够看到在这三章当中所隐藏的那一篇如此重要的属灵的信息。
So let me point out something that I'm sure you already noticed.
那我想要来指出的几点，我想大家可能已经也注意到了。
When you read chapter 2 and 3, each letter, it adheres, if you will, to the same kind of formula or same structure.
那如果大家读第二章、第三章的话，会发现这七封书信，他们好像都有类似的结构。
In each letter, our Lord Jesus addresses the angel of the church, just a representative of the church. It addresses the church, if you will, with something of himself that was revealed in chapter 1.
那就是在写信给每一个教会的时候都是写信给那里的使者当然这个使者代表的就是教会每一封书信都好像在那里来解释出主在第一章当中所描写的一个或几个美好的性情
So as we read already this morning he, to Ephesus for instance he says This thing says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands
那如果讲到以弗所书当中所写的话我们早上已经读过就是那讲到右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说
And this is something that was revealed of him in chapter 1
那这也是在第一章当中已经启示出来的
To Pergamos he reveals he addresses the church of Pergamos as the one that has the sword the two-edged sword from his mouth
那后边也讲到说就是那口里有两刃利剑的来说
And that is the case for each one of the seven churches
那对每一个这七个教会的书信当中我们都能够找到类似的描述
It always starts from something of the Lord Jesus himself revealed in the first chapter
开始的时候都是我们在第一章当中能找到的类似的主所启示出来的一些特征和细节
And then he proceedsto either command the church or rebuke the church on the basis of can he find that aspect that he revealed himself, that he addresses to the church, can he find that in the church?
那在书信接下来继续往下写的时候我们会看到他基于是否能在教会里面找到在第一章当中所启示出来他自己美好的性情能的话他就会夸奖他们若不能的话他就会责备他们
Do you see the idea of the inspection?
所以大家发现主在金灯台当中那个检阅它有什么意义了吗
Do you see what exactly the Lord is inspecting? What is he examining each church about?
你发现主所检阅每一个金灯台他所在寻找的到底是什么了吗
To put it very simply, brothers and sisters, can he find in each church that which answers to his own character?
弟兄姐妹简单来说就是他要在每一个教会当中来寻找是否有他自己的性情
Is the church being conformed to his image?
是否这教会被磨成了他自己的形象
Is that glorious character of the Son of Man found in her?
那荣耀的人子的形象是否在这些教会当中能够来被找到
Can he say of the church, This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh?
他能否对这些教会说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
You know, of course that's whatAdam said when he saw Eve.
当然这是亚当见到夏娃的时候所说的话。
You remember the story, right?
大家记得这个故事对吧
It's a very beautiful story because it's two stories that combine in one.
那这是一个非常美好的故事因为是两个放在一起。
First, the Lord gave a task to Adam, no mean task. He had to name every single animal.
那首先神给亚当一个任务当然在此之前他要创造万物
I have no idea how he was capable to do that but he was
当然我不知道亚当如何能够给这万物这些动物取名
and the Lord caused all the animals to pass through him he named one by one
就是神让这每一个动物都在亚当的面前经过然后亚当就照着这些动物的样子给他们取名
and right away we read that well but there was noHelp meet for Adam.
但是我们立刻就读到说亚当在那当中没有遇见配偶。
In other words, it seems clear that the two stories there, that the task the Lord gave to Adam was designed to make Adam realize that there was something missing.
好像在这里我们读到神所给亚当的那个任务就是让他发现在亚当自己的里面有所缺失的。
As he saw that every animal had the counterpart,
他发现这些动物们好像都有配偶。
So the lion, the lioness, and the giraffe, the female giraffe, he saw that was the case, but then he said, wait a second, Probably that awoke in him a sense of, I don't have that counterpart.
就是他看到这些狮子这些长颈鹿有公的也有母的也许亚当就会意识到在我的里边好像缺少一个配偶
And you remember what the Lord did.
然后大家记得神做了什么
He caused a sleep to come to fall on Adam.
他就让亚当睡了
And the Bible says he took something of the side of Adam.
然后圣经告诉我们神取下他的一条肋骨
In our translation sometimes it says rib.In the original, it just says something was taken out of his side.
嗯，那我们读到的说是取掉了一个肋骨，但原文记载的就是说从亚当里面取出了一部分。
And out of that something, the Lord, in the original, it says the Lord built a woman.
从原文来读，从亚当深处取出来的那部分，神就造了夏娃。
And when the Lord brought that woman before Adam, then he exclaimed, "Oh, finally."This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
然后当神把这女人引到亚当面前的时候他才说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
Well, no surprise there.
那这里有什么让我们惊讶的呢
If I ask you, what is the material out of which Eve was formed?
如果我问你的话夏娃是用什么造成的
There is one material and one alone is Adam.
那只有一个材料，这个材料就是亚当的自己。
No other material came in the formation of Eve but Adam.
在造夏娃的时候所用的材料不是其他的，只是亚当自己。
No wonder that when Adam sees her, he can say, "Oh, this is bone. Now I see. I couldn't see that in all the animals. I couldn't see anything that answers corresponds to me. But in her, I see myself."
这就是为什么当亚当看到夏娃的时候他能够说在他的里面我看到他自己而当他看其他所有的动物的时候他都没有这样的回应
Finally, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh
终于这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
Brothers and sisters, we know that Adam and Eve is a type of Christ and his church
弟兄姐妹，我们知道亚当和夏娃是教基督和教会的预表。
You remember how the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, he applies that type.
大家记得在以弗所第五章当中，保罗把这个预表解释了出来。
When he's talking about that first marriage, right, he says, "Great is this mystery, but I refer to Christ and the church."
就是当他讲到婚姻的时候，他就说这是何等的奥秘，但我指的是基督和教会说的。
In other words, brothers and sisters, what is the material, if I can use that word, out of which the church is built?
弟兄姐妹，如果可以的话，那我要来说的就是教会到底是由什么建成的呢
？One material and one alone.
只有一种材料，并且只有一种。
Christ.
就是基督。
Nothing else.
除此以外再无其他
Just like Adam and Eve. Eve was made out of Adam. And he sees her and says, "Oh, I see myself here. This is bone of my bones. This is flesh of my flesh."
就好像亚当和夏娃一样当亚当看到夏娃的时候他说哦、oh, 在这里边我看到了自己这是我的骨这是我的肉
Brothers and sisters, what is Ephesians chapter, sorry, what is Revelation chapter 2 and 3?
弟兄姐妹，那启示录第二章、第三章又讲到了什么呢
？Is our Lord Jesus looking into His church and trying to make that determination? Can I see myself here?
就是主耶稣来看着七个教会，他要来决定在教会里边能不能看到他的自己。
Can I see my character formed in the church?
我能不能看到我自己的性情在这教会里边慢慢的被做成了呢
？Is there something here that answers?To what I am.
在这里有没有能够来回应我所示的这些信息呢
Now, if the church is made out of Christ and Christ alone, that should be the case. Don't you agree with me?
如果教会被做成是单单依靠基督的话，那主应该能够看到，不是吗
And in a way, we can say that is the goal, the aim of the inspection, of the examination that we see in chapter 2 and 3.
那从一方面来说这就是我们在第一章到第三章里读到的主在七个教金灯台当中 行走来检阅的目的
Our Lord Jesus trying to find the character of the Son of Man formed in His church
主耶稣要在他的教会当中来寻找他的形象是如何的被磨成
But when we read the seven letters, and again, this is a look at the forest. We are not going into the details.
那当我们来读这七封书信的时候，我再一次提醒，我们是从远处来纵观这个森林，而不是要去当中来查找细节。
But even when you read it at a glance, looking, you know, the bird's eye views.
就是我们只是粗略的看一眼，从这个高空鸟瞰这个森林的时候。
Don't you agree that when we read those seven letters?Much foreign material has come into the church.
你是否能够看到，在这七个教会当中，有很多外来的因素、外来的材料被放在了里边
？Oh, we find all sort of things.
在教会里面，我们看到各种各样的事情。
The first love abandoned.
那起初的爱被遗失了。
Strange doctrines, the doctrines on the Nicolaitans.
有各种各样异端的教导，尼格拉异党的行为。
The doctrine of Balaam.
有巴兰的教导。
You see the mixture of the church and the world.
你看到教会和世界混杂在了一起。
When you look to Pergamos, when the Lord addresses Himself to Pergamos as the one who has the two-edged sword.
当神写给别加摩时的后，别加摩的时候说的是那有两刃利剑的说。
What is the problem with Pergamos?
别加摩教会的问题是什么呢
？All the world has come inside of the church.
看到世界已经进入到了教会的里边。
There is an unholy mixture between that which is of the Lord and that which is of the world.
我们看到在那里有这样一个不圣洁的混杂，有的是从神来的，有的是从世界来的。
And it's as if the Lord is reminding Pergamos, I stand for that division, for that separation.But can I find that in you?
好像神在向别加摩教会说，我是那圣别，但在你的里边，能不能找到这个神圣的分别呢？
You come to Thyatira, there is a false prophetess, Jezebel.
如果我们来到推雅推拉的话，看到那里有假先知耶洗别
，bringing in all sort of corruptions inside the church.
把各种各样的堕落带到教会里边。
And so forth, brothers and sisters. This is a small sample.
我刚才举到的是一个小小的例子，我们接着往下读，还能找到各种各样的例子。
When we read chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation, the question is, can our Lord Jesus say, "This is bone of my bones, this is flesh of my flesh"?
我们读到第二章、第三章的问题就是，主看教会的时候，能不能够说，这是我骨中的骨，我肉中的肉
？Well, as I told you, we are not trying to go tree by tree here.
就像我刚才说到的，我们不会一个树一个树的来仔细的细考察。
I had a very strong feeling that at least one of the aspects of the character of our Lord we should examine.
但我想我们应该来仔细看一看主的一个性情。
As an illustration, as an example of this principle.
是让我们更好的能够了解这个原则。
It's something that has to do with the apparel which you see that he's dressed in the first chapter.
就是我们要来看一看主所穿的这个衣服，就在我们第一章当中所读到的。
We read that he wears a robe to the feet.
我们读到那里，他身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
And then next we read that he's girded with a golden sash across his chest.
然后我们读到他的胸间竖着金带。
Which is kind of it may sound a little foreign to us in our, you know, it's a very common Eastern picture.
那这个装束我们今天可能觉得非常奇怪，但在东方这是一个非常寻常的装束。
But for us, it's not the type of robes or apparel that we wear.
但在今天我们生活的这个时代当中，这不是我们常穿的衣服。
I just would like to for a second consider this. What is this golden sash across his chest that he's girded with?
我想让大家来思想一下，他这个胸间竖着的金带是什么呢
？Obviously, it's a composite symbol. There are three elements there. He's girded. There's the sash, which is golden and is across his chest.
当然，我们看到这里有很多图画放在一起，是他的胸前有这样一个金带，并且呢还是竖在当中的。
And as you remember, our brother that opened, I think it was the first evening session. He mentioned 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
那我想在晚上弟兄开始的时候，他提到的是彼得前书的第十三节。
When Peter uses his commandment, is that we should be girded, gird our understanding, right, as we wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus.
就是当我们在预备主的再来的时候，我们要要竖着带子。
So what is the picture?
所以这个图画到底是什么呢
？Very simple. In those days, they would wear those long robes, right? That were like a big, I don't know, big pajama today. It looks like that.
好像就是我们看到这里有人穿着一个长衣，也许是我们今天穿的这个长长的睡衣一样。
But if you would try to run with that, you would be in trouble because you would be stumbling on that long robe.
如果你要是穿着这样的一个长衣想跑的话，你一定会摔倒的。
So when there was a need for some energetic action, you would gird yourself. It's like prepare yourself for action. That is what girding means.
所以如果你要来准备一些运动的话呢你就要把这个带子束好把衣服束好是让你准备好开始运动
Now you have many examples of that in scripture
那在圣经当中有很多这样的例子
I'll give you one that is kind of dramatic and very well known
那我给大家这一个是非常有戏剧性的
You remember Elijah in the Old Testament when he has that very dramatic scene in Mount Carmel the whole thing with the prophets of Baal
大家是不是记得以利亚曾经在旧约当中，他在山上与众巴利的先知在那里相对
？And when he experiences that wonderful triumph, where there is a demonstration, who is God? Is it Baal or is the Lord? And that fire comes down from heaven, consuming the sacrifice that he has put there, and then everybody knows Jehovah is Lord.
在那里他曾经经历过一次大大的得胜就是他在那里质问以色列众人谁是神呢是耶和华还是巴利呢然后从天上有火降下把他所建的坛上所有的祭司全都烧掉了然后众人知道唯耶和华是神
But if you remember that story happens at the end of 3.5 years of famine
但如果大家记得的话这个事情的发生其实是在3年半的大灾害之后
And at that pointElijah knew when the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice and the people realized the Lord is God. Elijah realized this is the time when the rain should come.
那就是当这个情形发生的时候当火降下把祭坛上的祭物全都烧灭的时候那时候以利亚他知道这是要降下雨的时候了。
And Elijah goes and he speaks with King Ahab, very evil king.
然后以利亚就去要向亚哈王说
And I'll just read a few verses. This is 1 Kings verse 18.
那我们要来读的是
Sorry, chapter 18.
是在列王记上18章
At the end of verse 44, it says
在44节的最后那里讲到
Elijah is speaking and he says And he said Go up, say to Ahab Prepare your chariot and go downSo that the heavy shower does not stop you.
以利亚就说：“你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。”
So again, this is at the end of the famine. Remember, he goes and prays 7 times, and at the end, his assistant goes, "You know, I see now that there is a tiny little speck of a cloud there, and you know, in the horizon. That's it. And then Elijah, no, the rain is coming."
这就是在那个3年半的大饥荒之后，那个大干旱之后，然后以利亚在这里祷告了7次，然后看到从天边有一个小小的云海出来，然后他的这个仆人就上去要去告诉亚哈说，这个雨就要来了。
So at that point, he sends that message to Ahab.
所以在那个时候，他让仆人去把这个消息告诉亚哈王。
Rain is coming. Prepare your chariot. You just go back to your capital.
当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。
But what I really want to read is what you see in chapter in verse 46.
但我真正想要大家来看的是46节。
Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel.
耶和华的灵降在以利亚身上，他就束上腰，奔在亚哈前头，直到耶斯列的城门。
This is the picture of one girding himself up.
在这里让我们看到就是人如何束上腰的一个图画。
Elijah was on the coast of the Mediterranean, Mount Carmel.
当时以利亚正在中东地区的这个山上。
And Jezreel was in the middle of Israel, many miles away from the Mediterranean.
耶斯列他在以色列的正中心离中东有很远
But when the Lord told Elijah, rain is coming.
但当主告诉以利亚雨就要降下的时候
And Elijah tells the king, now you go back from Carmel, go to Jezreel, to your capital.
然后以利亚告诉这个亚哈王，快点回到你的首都去。
Elijah, he girds himself and he outruns the chariot. He was a marathon runner, of course, right? But you see the picture here.
那我们看到这里以利亚他就束上了腰，他要跑在前头。
To gird oneself simply means you're prepared for very energetic action.
那束上腰就是告诉我们要预备好下面非常激烈的运动。
And what we see of our Lord Jesus in chapter 1 is one that is girded with a golden sash across the chest.
我们在第一章读到主耶稣在那里，他是用腰间束着金带。
Gold in Scripture consistently speaks of that which is of the nature, a divine nature.
金子总是讲到那个圣洁的性情。
You could say that is that which is valuable to God.
你也可以说这个性情是在神的眼中有价值的。
Chest, of course, is where our heart is, isn't it?
胸是我们心脏所在的位置。
The seat of our affections, of our love.
那这里边有着我们的爱，有着我们的情感。
Now put the picture together.
那把这两个画面摆在一起。
This is the character, the nature of our Lord Jesus.
这讲到的是我们主耶稣他的性情。
One always prepared for the most energetic action in behalf of God's interest out of the heart, out of love for his Father.
就是讲到主总是为着父神心中所愿的，他心里深处的那个目的，总是来束上腰带，时刻准备好。
He's girded with a golden sash around the chest.
他的胸间束着金带。
Now that's a symbol.
这是一个表象。
You want to look at this, just a picture from his life, and see that?
你是不是想要用这个来看一看主耶稣的一生呢？
Now let me ask you.We're talking about the Son of Man. Is there any gospel that emphasizes the humanity of our Lord Jesus? Our Lord Jesus as man?
那我要来问一问大家这个问题。我们现在讲到的这个是人子，有没有哪一本这个福音书是特别讲到神是人子的？
Anyone? Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Gospel of Luke, of course. You knew it, right?
那我们讲到的是路加福音，当然。
If the Gospel of Matthew presents Christ as the King, the Gospel of Luke will present him as the perfect man.
如果马太福音告诉我们主耶稣是君王的话，那路加福音告诉我们主耶稣是那完美的人。
Not quiz. I have a lot of young people right in front of me. So, what is the first thing you hear our Lord Jesus say in the Gospel of Luke? In fact, if you look chronologically, it's the first thing that we hear from his mouth in his life on this earth. What is that?
那我现在要来给大家一个小小的考验，就是在路加福音当中，我们听到主所说的第一句话到底是什么呢？如果从时间的角度来说，事实上这是主所说的第一句话。
Oh, of course, this is Bar Mitzvah, right? I'm sure you all know that very well. Luke chapter 2.
那是在这个路加福音第二章那里主所说的一句话。
Do you remember when he was 12 years old and he goes up? Most likely that was his Bar Mitzvah.
大家记得吗？就是在那里，主耶稣十二岁的时候，他所说的一句话。
The whole family goes there.
就是这个他的全家都去耶路撒冷那里敬拜。
But when was time to return, the family is returning, and you know they traveled in big caravans, and Jesus was not in the midst, and they thought, well, he must be with a cousin, out of our sight, and they start going back to Nazareth.
当时他们一家一起可能跟很多的朋友亲朋好友一起去到耶路撒冷那里，然后回来的时候呢，父母不见他，也许以为他跟其他的他的亲人们在一起。
And after 3 days that they don't find him,
然而
the parents go back to Jerusalem.
然而三天之后父母却找不见他，他们就回到耶路撒冷去。
Where do they find him?
他们是在哪里找到的耶稣呢？
He's in the temple.
他当时正在圣殿里。
And in verse 49 in chapter 2 of Luke, our Lord Jesus says, you know, and this is not a disrespectful comment, but it's something that reveals his nature.
就在第49节那里主耶稣这样的回答，当然这里不是说主耶稣有怎么样的不尊重他的父母，而是他自己里边真实的那个性情。
Why is it that you're looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?
为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Do you see the Son of Man girded his heart in the Father's interest? This is our Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你看到在这里，主耶稣他就是腰间束着带，为着是父的事。
Consider another scene from the same gospel.
我们再来看一看，在同样的这个福音书当中的另外一个图画。
Our brother is sharing with us so wonderfully in the evenings about 2 Peter.
弟兄在晚上的信息当中，那里特别的为我们分享这样一个美好的画卷，在彼得后书。
And at the very core of that epistle, you have that scene, our brother Peter reminiscing the scene on the Mount of Transfiguration.
就是我们的弟兄彼得，他在那里回顾当时在变化山上所看到的图画。
And of course, in that mountain, the glory of the Lord Jesus, it did not begin there, but it was revealed. Everything that he is inside, God just lifted the veil and it forth through.
在变化山上，当然不是从那里起初，但是在那里，神好像把那幔子就完全的扯开了，然后在主里面一切的荣耀就这样的完全的彰显了出来。
He was ready to go to glory.
他可以就那样升上荣耀当中。
As a perfect man, that's it. It was demonstrated. He could be glorified right there.
作为一个完全的人，他就在那里就可以升上天空去。
But instead of that, he came down off the mountain.
然而他却没有，而是下了山。
Now in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, we read why he came down from that mountain.
然后在路加福音第九章第五十一节那里，我们可以读到他为什么要下来。
And it came to pass, 9:51, when the days were well nigh come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
Of course, it simply means that our Lord Jesus is going to go to the cross.
当然，我们知道主耶稣要上十字架。
But did you pay attention in the wording here?
但是大家有没有注意到这里的文字所描写的
？It's not that just he's going reluctantly or you know half-heartedly.
不是说他迟疑要去，或者是说他半信半疑要去。
He steadfastly, resolutely, with determination, he's going down from that mountain of glory, going to the cross for you and for me.
而是说他坚定地定义了，从那荣耀的山上下来，要为着你我走上十字架。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的主，人子耶稣基督。
He's girded.With a golden sash across his chest.
他的胸间竖着金带。
Out of love for his father, out of love for you and me, with all determination, steadfastly, involving God's will, in God's interest.
他是腰间竖着金带，为着因着向着父的爱，因着向着你我的爱，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Where would we be, brothers and sisters, if our Lord Jesus would not be that one girded with the golden sash across his chest?
弟兄姐妹，若我们的主耶稣不是那个腰间束着金带的，你我今天会在哪里呢？
Where would you and I be if he had not gone down from the mountain, even to Jerusalem to die on the cross?
如果他没有从山上下来，去到耶路撒冷，在十字架上为你我受死的话，今日你我会在何处呢
？But now, when you look at the churches, at the conditions, isn't it true that we see something so different?
但是，如果我们来看一看教会里面的光景的话，在当中怎么会有如此大的不同呢
？It's quite instructive just to look at the first and to the last church, Ephesus and Laodicea.
如果我们看一看第一个和第七个教会，就是以弗所或老底家。
Because in a way, they encompass, they comprehend all the others.
好像他们就包含了所有。
Consider the church in Ephesus first.
让我们先来看一看以弗所的教会。
So many services going on, so many deeds, so many works that the Lord can't even command.
在那里有这么多的工作，有这么多的行为，甚至神都能够来褒奖他们。
But at the end of the day, the Lord says, I have this against you. You have left your first, your best love.
然而主却最后说，有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心，那最好的爱给丢弃了。
You see, brothers and sisters, if someone loves a soul as our Lord, nothing else but love will satisfy.
弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？如果有人像主那样爱我们的话，唯有我们的爱能够让他得着满足。
Isn't that what we read even in chapter 1 of Revelation?
难道这不是我们在第一章也读到的吗？
To him who loves us and by his blood released us from our sins.
就是那爱我们的，用他的宝血把我们从救赎最终买赎出来的。
Oh, his love for us, all consuming, complete, utter.
他的爱是这样的，能够来完全的来湮灭我们。
The Son of Man girded across the chest with a golden sash.
人子他的腰他的胸间竖着金带。
You remember John chapter 13?
你记得在约翰福音十三章当中里讲到的吗？
Then when it's time for the Lord, he knew it's time to leave this world to go back to the Father. Remember what's the comment in verse 1?
大家记得那时主耶稣他就要离世回到父那里去，他在那里做了什么吗？
Having loved his own, he loved them to the uttermost.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And what does he do?
他做了什么呢？
He girds himself with a towel.
他就束上带子。
This is the Son of Man, brothers and sisters. This is his love for you and for me to the uttermost.
弟兄姐妹，这就是他的爱，这是他向着你我的爱表达到了。
This is his love for his Father to the uttermost. Nothing half-hearted.
这也是他向着父的爱表达到了极致。
But when he examines his church, he has to say, I have this against you, you have left your first love.
然而当他这样的来审视他的教会的时候，他却不得不说，有一事我要责备你。
Brothers and sisters, no amount of service, no amount of perseverance, no amount of other things can ever compensate for a lack of love.
弟兄姐妹，没有任何的行为、劳碌和忍耐能够来弥补爱的缺失。
The only thing that can answer and satisfy a love such as his is if we love him back.
唯有一件事能够来回应像主那样向着我们的爱，就是我们以爱来回应他。
Now consider Laodicea.
让我们再来看一看老底家教会。
Is of course the seventh last church.
当然，那里讲到是那末后的教会。
And as our brother in the evening session already mentioned.One of the ways to study the seven churches is in a historical way.
那就像我们弟兄在晚上所说的，有一种让我们来学习教会的方法，就是从历史当中来看。
Each church could represent a period in church history, going down from the first century, Ephesus, all the way to the end days, our times, Laodicea.
每一个教会可能都代表着在历史当中教会的一个阶段，从第一世纪的教会到我们今天的教会。
And our brother mentioned how, for instance, Philadelphia, the second to last, most likely there are so many things there that seem to point to a wondrous work of the Holy Spirit in the 19th century.
那弟兄也讲到倒数第二封教会就是腓拉铁非的教会，在那里好像是预表了在19世纪非常美好的一段时间。
However,I just want to stay with Laodicea because if that view is correct, and I believe it's not an exclusive view, but it's one of the many ways those seven churches can be considered.
因为如果弟兄的那个方法是对的，虽然这不是唯一的方法来学习这七封书信，但是却给我们提供了一个方法。
So if that is the case, Laodicea corresponds to the church in our age, in our days.
如果是那样的话，那老底家教会所代表的就是我们今天教会所处的这个时代。
What do you see in Laodicea?
你在老底家当中看到了什么呢？
Complacency.
在那里人自满。
I have need of nothing. I'm fine. I'm rich. I'm really fine. And there's not apostasy. They're believers. They believe in Christ. They have not renounced their faith. But strangely, they feel, I have need for nothing.
在这里讲到的都是信徒，他们并没有违背自己的信仰，然而在那里却看到他们觉着我已经富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Indifference, apathy.
但他们却是那困苦可怜。
It's funny, because our Lord is seen robed to the feet, complete righteousness. That's what robe in Scripture means. How about Laodicea?You're naked.
我们看到主他是穿着长衣直垂到脚，然而在这里看到老底家却是那赤身的。
Brothers and sisters, where is in the church the golden sash girding across the chest?
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们能不能看到那个在胸间竖着金带的教会呢？
Do you think we measure up to his inspection?
你觉得我们能够够得上主的检阅吗？
You know, brothers and sisters, when we read the end of Revelation, we see that the Lord will have His wife, His bride, completely ready.
弟兄姐妹，当我们读到启示录的最后的时候，我们知道在那里主的心腹要完全的预备好。
Revelation ends with the vision of the New Jerusalem.
启示录结束于对新耶路撒冷的一个预
想。And listen well, this is not a dream.This is not a hope that John has had. You know, I have a dream. I wish things one day will be like that. No, that is not the case.
弟兄姐妹，我们这里讲到的不是一个梦想，不是一个愿望。哦，你可能会说，我梦想有一天怎样？但不是，我们这里读到的不是那些。
The one that sees the end from the beginning simply took John out of time, out of a high mountain, a spiritual high mountain, and said, "Look at the end. Look at what I'm going to have. I am going to have."Something that corresponds to me.
就是那一位穿梭于历史的神，他把约翰带到了那个属灵的高山上，让他看到这世界的末了，看到在那里神所要成就的。
I am going to get a wife, of which I can say, "This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh."
我要得着一个心腹，我能够在他里面说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Sometimes when we look at the church.Today, we wonder how is that possible? How can the Lord get a bride, even a wife that is without wrinkle, without spot?
有的时候我们看一看今天的教会，我们心中实在是起疑，神怎么可能得到一个教会在里面是无斑点、无瑕疵的呢？
How can that ever happen, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，这事情真的能够成就吗？
Well, I have good news for you.
但我有一个好消息要告诉大家。
I'll give you first something. It may sound as bad news, but it's really wonderful news.
也许这听起来是一个坏的消息，但事实上这是一个美好的消息。
It will never happen by ourselves, by our own zeal, our own determination. No, now I'm going to follow the Lord with all my heart. It will never happen. That transformation, that character of Christ being formed in us. No.
就是我们被磨成基督的形象这件事情并不能够靠着我们自己的热心我们的定义我们的意志而成就
If you think that it will happen I will suggest very respectfully the following I don't think you have looked enough to the character of your Lord to the moral distance between what he is and what we are
如果你觉得你能的话我带着尊重来说这句话，也许你还没有明白神他的那个标准，他的那个形象有多么的美好。再来看看我们自己此刻的光景，中间有多大的落差。
If you really see your Lord in His glory, oh, you know, you're going to have the same reaction as everyone in Scripture that saw the Lord.
如果你真的是看到主他的容形到底有多么的美妙，那我想你可能会跟圣经当中所记载的每一个人看到主的荣耀显现出来有一样的反应。
John sees the Lord in the first chapter. He knew the Lord in the days of his flesh. He falls like that.
当约翰他在第一章启示录第一章中看到主的荣耀的时候，他认识主的，然而他却像死人一样倒在地上。
Isaiah sees the Lord. What's his reaction? Woe of me.I am an unclean man, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips.
当以赛亚他看到主的荣耀的时候，他怎么说呢？我是不洁净的，也住在不洁净的人当中。
If you see the Lord you're going to get convinced this is impossible. He's completely other than what I am in myself.
如果你真的遇见主的话，你会说这真的是不可能的，因为他与我所是的完全不同。
But let me give you the good news.
但现在我要给大家这个好消息。
Thank God, brothers and sisters, because it's not up to you or me to be conformed to that image. That would be impossible.
弟兄姐妹，感谢神，因为我们被磨成神的形象，不是在于你我。
The Lord has given us, brothers and sisters, and let me put it very reverently.A divine agent, a divine person that is responsible for that work to conform you to his character.
然而弟兄姐妹，神所给我们的是一位神圣的中介，是一个神圣的媒介，在我们里面让我们能够被磨成那荣耀的形象。
It's the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
And did you notice in some of the verses we read in Revelation how prominent...Is the position of the Holy Spirit.
大家有没有注意到，在启示录当中，圣灵的位置是多么的明显
？He's seen as the seven torches before the throne. In chapter 4, verse 5, and chapter 1, verse 4.
就是在第四章第五节那里，我们刚才也读到过，他就是在这七灯台前面的七个火把。
Again, brothers and sisters.There is something symbolic. You don't have seven Holy Spirits. It's one Spirit, but you see the seven in Scripture is the number of completeness.
弟兄姐妹，当然这是一个预表，你并不是看到有七个灵，那七代表的是完全，是同一个灵在这个圣经当中。
And you see the Holy Spirit in fullness of resources, of energy, of power, in connection to the throne to make it a reality in your life and in mine.
而是看到这个完全的灵，它能够完全的与神来连接，它是我们一切所需的这个源泉，能够把那宝座上的来带给我们。
Now let me give you the good news.
让我把这个好消息告诉你。
Number one, it's very good news. You may not agree with me. You cannot do that work by yourself, never, ever, to be conformed to the image of the Son of Man.
那第一就是你不能够来做成这件事情，就是你我不可能靠着自己来磨成神儿子的形象。
For me, I thank the Lord every single day that I'm not capable. Because if I were, I would mess it up in some way or another.
对我自己来说，我每一天感谢神，我靠着自己不能做，因为如果能的话，我会把事情搞得一团糟。
But listen well, when you believed in the Lord, He placed inside of you His Holy Spirit, which is completely able to conform you to the image of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，请你听好了。当我们信主的那一刻，他把他的圣灵放在你我的里边，让我们能够被磨成主耶稣儿子的形象，主耶稣的形象。
He dwells in you 24/7.
他住在你的里面，每一天每一刻。
You know, the day you wake up very happy, He's in you.
你知道，如果有一天你起来的时候非常的高兴，那你里面有主。
But the day you wake up depressed and everything is cloudy and you say, "What's going on?" Oh, the same Holy Spirit dwells in you.
那即便你有一天起来，觉得这个世界都塌了，你的里边非常的忧郁，主耶圣灵仍然住在你的里边。
And he's seen in the Book of Revelation as those seven torches, fullness of energy, of power, of light, to do the work before the throne. That is a very important observation.
那我们看到在这个启示录当中，它就是那七个火把，它是一切的能量，一切的力量的源泉，并且是在宝座的前边。
Oh, the Holy Spirit can make that throne a reality in our lives.
圣灵能够让那宝座上的实际在我们的生活的里边变成真实的。
He is the one that can conform us to the image of Christ.
他能够把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Now, you notice...I don't know what is your translation in Mandarin. In Portuguese, I have torch. In English, most of the translations, they say the seven lamps before the throne.
那在不同的语言、不同的翻译的版本当中，在这里讲到的是不同的。那弟兄刚才一直给我们说的是七个火把，我们读的中文当中讲到的是七个灯。
But in your original, it's actually a torch.
但在原文当中讲到的是火把。
And there seems to be something quite meaningful there.
那这里好像有一些非常有意义的事情。
Because a torch has a few functions.
因为一个火把它有几个不同的功用。
You see, in those days we had no idea what was a torch. Well, it's like those things that you would have to use at night if you have to travel, you know, in the dark, in a place, in a field or something like that.
在古时，如果你想在晚间要来旅行的话，你必须要带着一个火把来点亮你的路。
A torch, first of all, brothers and sisters, illumines, gives light.
火把，弟兄姐妹，第一个功用就是能够把光发出来，能够来照亮路。
And because of that, it determines the course to be followed.
那因此，它就能够让我们知道前行的路该怎么走。
That is the Holy Spirit in your life and in mine.
这是圣灵在你我的生活里面所做的工作。
The Holy Spirit, He will illumine.
圣灵要来点亮。
And first and foremost, he will reveal the person of Christ.
那首先他要做的就是把基督启示出来。
Now think about this for a second. At the end of every one of the seven letters, you have this expression. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们先来想一想，在这七个书信的最后，总是讲到凡有耳的就应当听。
There you have the seven torches.
在那里我们有七个火把。
He will reveal the Lord Jesus to us.
他会点亮主耶稣，把他启示给我们。
As he reveals the Lord, we know what to do.
当他把主耶稣启示出来的时候，我们就知道该如何行。
As he reveals the Lord, we repent.
当他把耶稣把主启示出来的时候，我们就悔改。
We repent of all that we are in ourselves.
我们悔改在里面自己一切的这些过犯。
And now he can conform us to the image of Christ.
那他就能把我们来磨成主耶稣的形象。
Now, did you notice the verse that we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3?
大家有没有注意到我们刚才在哥林多后书那里所读到的？
There is something I want to read it again for you.
我想要再来读一下。
It says 3:18.
三章十八节。
But we all, and I want to emphasize this, this is something not just for a few special believers. It's for every single child of God. If you belong to the Lord, this is for you and for me. But we all.
那里开头讲到我们众人。这不是讲给某一个个别的人，只要你是信神的，那都是讲到我们众人。
With unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed from glory to glory, just into His image, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Let me ask you.
让我来问。
Who is responsible for what would be otherwise impossible task to be conformed to that image, to that character? Nothing, no one less than the Holy Spirit is in charge.Of that work, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，是谁能够来为这个工作负责？就是要让我们被磨成那主的荣形，荣上加荣的。唯有圣灵能够来做成这事。
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, 感谢神。
It's impossible for us. He is able.
因为我们虽不能，但他却能。
Now, did you notice the Holy Spirit has a method to conform us to the image of Christ?
大家有没有发现圣灵有一个方法能够把我们磨成主的形象
But we all with unveiled faces not glancing at the glory of the Lord not looking casually at the glory of the Lord no beholding the glory of the Lord
我们众人是敞着脸得以看见主的荣光而不是匆匆的一瞥而不是随便的一瞥
That is his glorious method
那是他荣耀的方法
You know how you can be transformed? Be occupied with your Lord Jesus. Behold Him day by day.
你知道你如何的能够被磨成主的形象吗？是每一天要来敞着脸看见他的荣光。
There is something very fun in Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生活当中有一件事情非常
的 The more you look at Him, the more you know I'm completely different. There is nothing in me like Him, but at the same time, the Holy Spirit would cause the character of Christ to be formed in you.
就是当我们越来多越看主耶稣的时候，我们会发现他与我们完全的不同，但同时圣灵却能够把他的形象一点一点的做在我们里面。
It's not that you're improving in yourself, it's that you're more of Christ is being incorporated in you.
不是说我们这个人怎么样的来改变，而是基督更多的被坐在了我们的里边。
And the more we behold, we are concentrated on Him. Oh, the more the Holy Spirit will transform us into that image.
当我们更多的来仰望主的时候，当我们眼睛更多的定睛在他的身上的时候，圣灵能够更多的把他的形象来做成在我们的里边。
Let me ask you, are you beholding your Lord day by day?
让我来问大家，你是否每一日都来仰望主呢？
Are you every morning, brothers and sisters, and I'm talking to young, old, and in between, it's for all of us, are you gathering that heavenly manna day by day?
弟兄姐妹，我要问大家，不仅问老的，问年轻的，也问所有的，你是否每一日来取这天上的玛拿呢？
You see, that's the type from the Old Testament.As the children of Israel had to go through that terrible wilderness.
就是在旧约当中我们看到这个预表，当以色列人要经过那大而可畏的旷野的时候。
How are they going to survive? It would be impossible.
他们怎么样的能够来存活呢？这是一个不可能的任务。
Oh, but every morning, very early in the morning, there was that thing, right? The manna, which was their nourishment, their food, and out of that, strength for the journey.
就是他们每一日早上都能够在旷野看到那薄薄的一层玛拿，但是在里面却充满了力量供应他们。
And it had to be gathered before the heat of the day.
那并且是要在每一日太阳升起热天热之前就要来收取。
When the sun came up, that's it. It melted it.
当太阳一升起来的时候，玛拿就会融化了。
I'm sure I don't need to tell you. Did you realize that when you get really busy at school or busy at work, whatever it is, it's as if it's like that window to behold the Lord somehow kind of has dimmed.
就是我想我都不需要提醒大家，当我们在工作在学习的生活当中忙碌起来的时候，好像我们能够来在主面前只有那么小小的一个窗口。
That is the Spirit's method, brothers and sisters, to do the work in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，这就是那个属灵的方法，在我们的生活，在我们的学习的里面，能够来仰望主。
You behold the glory of your Lord day by day.
就是我们要一日又一日的来瞻仰他的容颜。
As you do so, it's not you doing the transformation, or He does it.
当我们如此行的时候，不是我们自己来做这个磨成的形象，而是神要来做。
You know, all the churches, with the exception of two, actually, the majority.They had to repent of something.
你知道，在这七个教会当中，绝大多数的都要为着一些要来悔改。
You know, Ephesus because there is no first love, Laodicea for all the indifference, and so forth.
那就讲到以弗所教会，他们失去了起初的爱；老底嘉教会，他们不冷不热等等。
What's the secret for us to repent, brothers and sisters?
让我们能够悔改的秘诀是什么呢，弟兄姐妹？
You know, sometimes you think that if I could get a hammer here and say, oh, I see the wrong in you, and I can hammer you into a good shape, right? I'll rebuke you, I'll say this, then people will repent. It never works like that.
有的时候我觉得是不是我手里拿了一个小锤，如果看到你里边有什么不对，我就要敲敲这个敲敲那个，告诉你这样来责备你，不是这样的。
You remember Job, our brother in the Old Testament?
大家是否记得我们在旧约当中的兄弟约伯？
He spent his whole book either in bitterness. Well, at the beginning, he was in a good condition, and then the three friends they came along.
那整本的书，它里边好像都充满了苦读。虽然在一开始他的情形不好，但是情形挺好的。但三个这个他的朋友来到之后
，and all he heard is criticism and recrimination and all the the story.
我们就看到他三个朋友，他从三个朋友那里得到就是各样的责备。大家都知道这个故事。
And Job became quite bitter.
他的里边就非常的苦。
For the whole book, he's bitter, and he says, "Lord, this shouldn't have happened to me." And in a way, you have to sympathize with him.
好像他的里边就充满了苦，整本书他都在说：“主啊，这些事情不应该发生在我的身上呀。”在一方面来说，我们应该同情他。
And after, I don't know, 37 chapters or so of all that drama.And he bitter and complaining and fighting everybody. Finally, he sees the Lord.
在整本书好像大概在37节左右，在他经历过这么多的苦途与这些人在这里来口角，终于他看到了神。
Very interestingly, the Lord never answered any of the questions that Job had. Why is this happening to me? Why? This is not fair. The Lord never answers that. He just asks a bunch of questions to Job that reveals His glory, His majesty, all that He is.
但非常奇妙的是，主在那里并没有来回答约伯各种各样的疑问问题，他只不过把自己的荣耀，把自己所示的来启示给约伯，然后问他一些问题。
And all in which those friends were failed to try to convince Job that he was wrong or something, the Lord does it like this.
他的这些朋友们来想要来责备约伯这个或那个，花了这么长的时间，然而主做事就是如此的快。
Job says.I knew you from hearing, but now my eyes see you. I repent in dust and ashes. Verse 42:6, I believe.
约伯在那里说，我曾经听闻你，而今亲眼见你，所以我在炉灰当中要来自己厌恶自己。
Brothers and sisters, that is the Holy Spirit method to conform us to the image of Christ. He causes us to see Him as we see Him. We repent immediately and we turn to Him.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣灵的工作。当我们真正能够来见他的时候，我们就会来悔改。来。
But let me finish just mentioning one thing. There is still a choice we have to make when that mighty torch of the Spirit shows us the Lord Jesus. And, you know, reflexively, as we see Him, we see ourselves. I'm not like that. There is still a choice that we have to make.
那在结束的时候，我要再来说，我们仍有一个选择要做，就是当那大能、那荣耀的火把主耶稣启示出来的时候，我们看到他是那样的荣光，我们此刻是这样的情形，我们有一个选择要做。
Are we going to listen to what the Spirit is saying?
我们是否要来听圣灵向我们所说的话
？And so each one of the letters ends with that: He who has an ear, let him hear.
所以每一封书信结束的时候都是这样的来说，凡有耳的就应当听。
The question for you and for me, am I cooperating? The Holy Spirit is able to do that work that is impossible. But do I cooperate with Him when He reveals Christ? Do I repent? Do I listen?
那问题就是，当圣灵把基督启示出来的时候，我们是否要来回应？是否要悔改？
The seven torches before the throne.
那宝座前的七个火把。
He can make that kingdom a reality in your life and in mine today.
他能够让那国度的实际在你我的生活当中成为真实。
But finally, Paul says, very short verse, you should memorize it. Do not quench the Spirit.
但保罗提醒我们，是一节非常小的圣经，但是说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Lord, as you have saved us by your amazing grace, we come back to say thank you, Lord.
主，你以你奇妙的恩典来救了我们，我们今天要来说谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the one that loves us.
主，我们感谢你，因为是你爱了我们。
You're the one that released us from our sins by your own blood.
用你自己的血把我们从罪中释放出来。
We thank you for being girded even today with a golden sash across the chest.
我们感谢你，因为今天你的胸间仍竖着金带。
Oh, we thank you for your glory, Lord, for your love for us.
主，我们感谢你的荣耀，感谢你向着我们的爱。
Lord, even if we have a glimpse of what you are, we immediately know that we are nothing like what you are in ourselves.
主，如果我们真的是能够瞥见你一眼的话，即使一眼，我们也知道我们与你实在是相差太远。
And yet we do thank you for giving us of your Spirit.
然而我们感谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells in us to reveal the Lord, to glorify Christ in us, to lead us into all truth.
感谢你让圣灵住在我们里面，把基督启示出来，带我们进入一切的实际。
Lord, we pray that as those mighty torches of your Spirit, they shine in our lives. Help us, Lord, to hear what the Spirit says.
主啊，我们祷告，当那大能的火把在我们的生命里面发出光辉的时候，求你能够给我们那可听的耳。
Thank you, Lord. You're faithful.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是信实的。
And you will bring it to pass.
你也要把它能带来。
We worship you and thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们敬拜你，感谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.